Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness, sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Join us this week and every week for wellness radio related topics. Too many R's, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. For our community, for Imperial Valley. And I'm Scott Dudley, your host. It's a pleasure to bring you the show. And we're joined today by Andy Wells. He's a mental health rehabilitation technician who works for a program in behavioral health called VistaSense. VistaSense Children's Socialization Program is unique because, as we were talking in the first segment, it combines with other parts of our mental health system. So you may be working with a psychiatrist, you may be working with therapists and other types of stuff, but it does, it's inside of the program. It's a very unique and specialized program for elementary age school children. Welcome back, Andy.
Welcome. Yeah, all right. So let's go ahead. We'll go into the initial assessment process. You know, when I've been given a student who's been identified as having some concerns in the area of their mental health, once that happens, once they're identified, then we go ahead and we get started. I make contact with the parent, kind of get a general feel of what's going on, and then a sense of where do you want to be.
Now, are these kids that are already in the mental health system, or are these kids sometimes coming in day one with VistaSense in mind?
No, technically they've been in for a little bit. Now, there's a difference. They could be in, you know, receiving maybe psychiatric services for like a year, or they could have not seen the psychiatrist at all yet. I have a few people that I'm working with right now that they haven't seen the doctor yet. So it's based on that initial intake. They come into the clinic, they meet with a clinician, a licensed clinician, and that person will kind of get a general sense of what's going on, whether or not they meet a medical necessity, and not only do they meet the medical necessity, where are you at with a service necessity? How severe is
so medical necessity is a mental health diagnosis, right, in your
yes.
system?
Yes.
And then service necessity is how much service do you think we need here?
Yeah.
To help you.
How much force is needed to help? Like, we don't want to give you too little, but we also don't want to give too much.
Yeah, makes sense.
Because we don't want to overload and overwhelm the family, and maybe even cause more distress than the current distress that's taking place to bring you to our door.
So these clinicians at this intake assessment are getting this information and
right.
making the preliminary decisions.
Right.
Based on school information, I mean, are they getting stuff from schools or parents or kids or all of the above?
All of the above. They're getting it from everyone. That's one of the new things that we're doing, as far as we've been using a series of rating scales for about the last, I want to say about, well, we've been using them in our program. We've been using them for a while. But as far as all of our clinics now are using a rating system, as far as questionnaires that help us to identify areas of need and areas of concern, and that way we can best treat the issue with the kindness and respect that we have to offer here at our service. So the child has been referred, you know, at the intake, they could, when they meet with the clinician could decide, you know what, this kid really needs VistaSense.
It's typically the school walking them in the doors. The school is the one who kind of initiates referrals on these, or do sometimes parents bring their own kids in?
You know what, it's kind of a mixture of both. You know, what we would typically see maybe 5-6 years ago was, you know, it was the parents would walk in and ask. We've seen a lot more involvement lately. So, you know, sometimes we have administrators that are, like, calling in. Like, yeah, I just wanted to check and make sure that my student came. They had an appointment today. I just want to let you know we're interested in VistaSense, and give the nurse or even the psychiatrist or the clinician an update. Whereas we wouldn't have generally seen that in the past. It was more left up to the rehab tech, me, you know, to gather all that information so that I could decide whether or not the child needed VistaSense or not.
Okay.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.